Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. The Nagaland State Pharmacy Council has warned against the violations of the Pharmacy Act 1948, stating that offenders will face heavy penalties, including hefty fines and imprisonment. Highlighting key provisions under Sections 26A, Clause 3, 41 and 42 of the Act, the Council stated that obstructing pharmacy inspectors can result in fines up to 1 lakh rupees, while impersonating a registered pharmacist may lead to a 1 lakh rupees fine on first conviction and up to 3 months in jail or a 2 lakh fine or both on repeat offences. Unauthorised dispensing of medicines by unregistered individuals also carries similar penalties. The Nagaland State Pharmacy Council emphasised that strict legal action will be taken against anyone flouting these provisions and urged all stakeholders to comply fully with the law to ensure public safety and professional integrity. Parliament has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within the country's coastal waters. Replying to the debate on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said, "This is a very significant reform which will unlock the full potential of the country's vast and strategic coastline."
To support the goal of growing India's coastal cargo share to 230 million metric tons by 2030, we need a framework that minimizes regulation while maximizing facilitation of growth opportunity in coastal trade. The Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 is designed to make coastal trade easier, more competitive and better integrated with India's overall transport vision.
National Democratic Alliance has authorized Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, JP Nadda, to select the Vice President candidate for the alliance. The decision was taken unanimously during the NDA Parliamentary Party Floor Leaders Meeting held in the Parliament Complex yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju gave details about the meeting.
NDA Parliamentary Party ka Floor Leaders ka baithak mein prastavna pass kiya hai ki up rashtrapati ka chunav ke liye process ko aage badhane ke liye aur candidate ka naam tay karne ke liye pura adhikar Pradhanmantri Modi ji aur saath mein Rajya Sabha mein sadan ke neta JP Nadda ji ko saupa hai. Pradhanmantri ji ke netritv mein jo bhi nirnay hoga wo sab sarvasammati se NDA party samarthan karenge.
The Election Commission has rebutted the claims made by the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, wherein he alleged manipulation in the voter list. In a social media fact check, Election Commission termed this allegation as misleading, saying that if Mr. Gandhi believes that what he is saying is true, then he should sign the declaration oath as per the elections rule. The commission also said that if leader of opposition does not believe in what he is saying, then he should stop arriving at absurd conclusions and misleading the citizens of the country. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton and Rajya Sabha Member of Parliament S. Pangnon Konyak have extended warm greetings to the Imkyung community on the occasion of the Madimnyo Festival. In his message, Mr. Paton expressed happiness that the Imkyungs are celebrating the Madimnyo Festival today. He noted that every festival is auspicious as it brings people closer to their traditions. On behalf of the state BJP legislators, Mr. Paton extended festive wishes and expressed hope that the festival will be celebrated in the spirit of unity and brotherhood. In her message, Rajya Sabha MP Konyak stated that as the community solemnly honours and remembers their departed loved ones, this auspicious day serves as a powerful reminder to live in peace, harmony and unity. She emphasised the importance of gratitude in all circumstances and highlighted the need to uphold the rich cultural heritage of the Imkyung people as a core value. Ms. Konyak conveyed her prayers and best wishes to the Imkyung community for peace, prosperity and continued unity. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and West Bengal today. Arunachal Pradesh is likely to experience extremely heavy rainfall in isolated pockets. Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura will also witness heavy rainfall today. and the Nagaland Athletics Association, under the aegis of the Athletics Federation of India, celebrated the 4th National Javelin Day yesterday at Pilgrim Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, marking Niraj Chopra's historic Olympic gold in 2020. The event featured javelin throw competitions for under 14 and under 16 boys and girls, with 50 young athletes participating to promote athletics in the state. The winners were Isuka Awomi for under 14 boys, Lingdei Hoi Lingdei for under 14 girls, Atoki Su for under 16 boys, and Afili Yepto for under 16 girls. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, for we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.